This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ohio's Woodmore School District has a snow day, and mom lets her 15-year-old son with an intellectual disability sleep in. When she goes to wake him up, she finds his teacher's aide, Kristen Coble, in bed with her son. Mom immediately calls 911. Coble carted off to the Sandusky County Jail.
Nancy, the boy's mother says the teen has a mental capacity of a 9-year-old or a third grade student. Coble works directly with the boy on his special needs at school, and police fear Coble's abuse was ongoing. She has been put on administrative leave while the criminal case proceeds. It's unclear how the teacher entered the home unnoticed and how long she had been there when she was caught with the boy.
Kristen Coble, 45, now charged with rape. Missouri cops flip on red and blue lights when a driver speeds down I-35, 107 mph. Cops find Dakota Crater driving on a suspended license and ask, "Why are you speeding?" He admits he wasn't paying attention because he was busy playing his Nintendo Switch. After freely admitting he was not paying attention, Crater's ticket upgraded to an arrest. Dakota Crater, 25, charged with reckless driving, among many other violations. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Former Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins, accused of fatally shooting District Judge Kevin Mullins, appeared in court remotely as attorneys prepared for his upcoming trial. Steins, indicted for the September 19th killing, has pleaded not guilty to the charge of murdering a public official, a crime that could carry the death penalty. Authorities say Steins entered Mullins' courtroom chambers in Whitesburg and shot him at his desk before firing again after the judge fell to the floor. Surveillance footage of the incident shown in court last year revealed the violent scene but provided no audio or clues about a motive. Steins and Mullins, well-known figures in the tight-knit Appalachian community, reportedly had lunch together just hours before the shooting. Steins surrendered without incident and resigned as sheriff shortly after. At the hearing, attorneys focused on preliminary matters. Defense lawyers plan to request bond at a later date and are reviewing extensive evidence provided by prosecutors. The case, still in its early stages, is expected to take months as additional evidence is gathered and tested. We turn now to a troubling incident in Savannah, Georgia, involving an airline pilot and allegations of intoxication just before takeoff. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has the details of what unfolded aboard a Southwest Airlines flight bound for Chicago.
Authorities at Savannah Hilton Head International Airport arrested a 52-year-old Southwest Airlines pilot on suspicion of operating under the influence. Police say the pilot was in the cockpit performing pre-flight checks when officers removed him from the plane in handcuffs. The arrest followed a tip from a TSA security officer who reported that the pilot appeared intoxicated during a routine crew screening. According to the police report, the pilot had bloodshot eyes, a flushed complexion, and a strong odor of what seemed to be alcohol. The pilot claimed the smell was from nicotine patches and admitted to drinking a few light beers the previous night. However, officers say he showed signs of impairment during a field sobriety test and refused to take a blood alcohol test. Southwest Airlines confirmed the pilot has been removed from duty, issuing an apology to passengers whose travel plans were disrupted. All customers were accommodated on other flights. Federal Aviation Administration regulations prohibit pilots from flying within 8 hours of consuming alcohol or with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.04 or higher, half the legal driving limit in Georgia.
The pilot was booked at the Chatham County Jail and later released on a $3,500 bond.
Peter Ackerman, 82, lives with his wife on their farm, Leader, Minnesota. They couldn't be more excited. Their granddaughter's wedding's the next day, and Peter's officiating. He leaves home 11 a.m. in his 97 Chevy Caprice to run errands in Staples. He's seen grocery shopping at Ernie's and picking up his wife's meds at the pharmacy. He's supposed to be home 2 p.m. When he still isn't home by 5, she reports him missing. Next day, the Chevy's found stuck in the mud on a maintenance road, not on his route home. The groceries and meds in the car, but keys, wallet, and cane missing. The terrain so rough, police do not believe he could have made it far on foot. Searches turn up nothing. Peter Ackerman, 5'7", 170 pounds, white hair, white beard, brown eyes, strawberry birthmark on back of neck. Last seen wearing glasses, a tan button-down, tan cargo pants, a white and blue beret, a silver cross necklace, and brown Dr. Scholl's Velcro shoes. If you have info on 82-year-old Peter Ackerman, call Cass County, Minnesota Sheriffs, 218-547-1424. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.